Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It is our final hour on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network, the Friday Morning Good Time Edition, and you know we're going to do it right. Coming up, we've got playoff football in the college game, week 16 in the NFL, even some Saturday games, but which one of those will make the cut? When we pick six in 20 minutes, our favorite plays for the weekend, when we drop our bets, we'll find out what the Dogster's plans are. What's he doing after the show? Then we'll say goodbye for good and reminisce a little bit at 8:40. I'm Michael Jenkins. My partner in crime is Chelsea Messenger. Welcome to our audience on Stadium for the final time. Thanks for being with us. Also on X as we stream our final 60 minutes ever after 4.5 years. Chelsea, how you doing?
It makes us sound like we're never going to be heard from ever again. Like, it's true. Think the great thing about social media is that if you want to follow people, you certainly can. Like, we're still going to be on social media. Like, maybe I'm not going to post quite as many things, but, like, you can still keep up with me. I'm not going to go on a darkness retreat and just retreat in the woods and be like, see you never, everybody. So if people want to follow at Chelsea Messenger, at JenksDC, we will still be on X, on Instagram. I'm not really on Facebook, so I'm sorry your parents can't follow me.
Oh, God. It's crazy. My mom is on Facebook. My mom has been blowing me up. Oh, my God. Because she knows I've been very upset. And we'll talk about the show and everything later on in our final 20 minutes. But, man, she's just been, like, blowing me. Very supportive, but also just, like, blowing me up with texts that are, like, this long. And I'm like, oh, Mom.
Pity text.
Oh, man. I'm like, last night, I showed the lovely Catherine, and I was scrolling. I was like, she was like, that is a text? I'm like, yeah, that's a text, but that's okay. Mom's just trying to be supportive, but whenever I get something like that, I'm like, this is a novel.
I think it's the worst when you get one of those from somebody who's not your mom, and you're like, you don't need to feel that sorry for me. Like, it gets to a point where it almost feels like offensive. Yeah. Like, I used to go through this when, like, Jake would get released or traded or whatever in baseball, which is a common practice. Like, it's just, it's part of playing baseball. And, like, the other wives would, like, send me these, like, sorrowful messages, like, there's going to be another tomorrow for you. And we're like, we know. He literally just got picked up by another team. And it's like, I don't know if they're, like, secretly, like, thriving about this news. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the weird part, is like when people come out of the woodwork, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you were kind of rooting for this. So, like, don't send us messages like that. We're not dying. We're not, you know, failing to exist on this earth. It is sad. It is bittersweet because I've really enjoyed this show. Mm-hmm. But just know it's not a eulogy.
That's yet. It's only buried.
Yes.
Come. Yet. It's coming. You know what's also coming your way? Little Pick Six. Okay, here we go. Eagles at Commanders were going under 44.5. Here's the thing. Don't be fooled by the Eagles offense last week against the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders stink. They are so bad. In almost every offensive category, the Eagles offense is near the bottom. If they're not in the bottom five, they're in the bottom third. So let's not think just because they blew out Vegas, suddenly they figured things out. They have not, okay? Anybody can look good against the Raiders. That's a get-right spot for everyone, even a Pop Warner team. As for the Commanders, are they going to be able to move the ball against this Eagles defense? I don't think so. Washington is good enough to slow down the Eagles offense, which isn't great. And then the Eagles defense should be able to contain that Commanders offense, which will not have Jaden Daniels for the rest of the season. Marcus Mariota will get the call. They might have a little success, but this just feels like one of those classic battles, lower scoring in a cold environment inland over at Northwest Stadium. Also, the Eagles have been an under team for more than a month now. They are 6-0 to the under in their last six. Let's go under 44.5. Eagles and Commanders in the NFC East.
Ah, it's sad that my only takeaway from that spiel was you saying that the Raiders are a get-right spot for everybody, including a Pop Warner team.
Yes.
Guess who lost to the Raiders this year? My Titans.
Oh.
20-10. They scored 10 points against the Raiders. So your point is still well-received, but I'm just seething inside. I'm like, man, Titans just catching strays all the time. If you want to watch Eagles and Commanders, it's a battle for the NFC East, or in the NFC East, I should say, on Saturday at 5 Eastern.
Pick Six.
Pick Six.
All right, it's time for a measuring stick game for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So the Jags are getting 3 points on the road at the Broncos. And I understand the Broncos have won 11 straight games. And I understand there are doubters of the Jags, and for good reason. You look at Trevor Lawrence's numbers, and of course he has 9 touchdowns over his last 3 games with no interceptions. But again, it's been against some of the worst teams in the NFL. But here's the thing. You don't even have to be a good team to keep it close with the Broncos. 4 of their last 6 games were decided by 3 points or fewer. They have 6 wins this year by 3 points or fewer. And that includes the Jets, the Giants, the Commanders, and the Raiders, who we were just dunking on. So that's the thing. I think if anybody can keep it close with the Broncos, that's the end of the sentence. Anybody can keep it close with the Broncos, including the Jags. So I don't trust the Jags that much, but I do trust that they can keep it close here. So give me the 3 points with Jacksonville.
All right. Jags, Broncos. I'm really looking forward to this game. I have to say, who knew that we'd be at this point in the season and this would be so huge? But it is a Sunday night game. Oh, it's not Sunday night. It is a 4:05 kick in the Mile High City.
Pick Six.
Pick Six.
All right. Double D, get this bad boy ready because I'm going Bills minus 10. Minus 10 and
go
a half in some
Bills,
spots.
For we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight Bills, go.
Yes. Let's get a win for Buffalo. It is Marv Levy, 100 years old. 100 years young. We have played that again and again and again on this show. And if you know the story behind that, he promised the locker room back in the 90s that if they won the game, he'd write a fight song. They won the game, he wrote a fight song. What coach would do that? Incredible. Okay, so this is why I'm taking the Bills minus 10. I know it's a big number. But the money is coming in on Buffalo. Again, it's gone to 10.5 in some spots. I keep thinking the Browns are going to keep this close because of that defense. And I have banked on that in a couple spots this season. It has not happened. I do think Myles Garrett is going to get the single-season sack record in this game. So that is something for Cleveland. And then we can go back and look at Mark Gastineau saying, "You hurt me, Brett. You hurt me." And it won't matter any longer because Miles will have the record. I think he's going to get it. And I know Shedeur Sanders is going to be under center for Cleveland. He's shown some flashes as well. But this is a Bills team that cannot afford a letdown. And, yeah, they might be in a letdown spot after that game against the Patriots, but they still have a chance to win the division title. They need some help. And also, they are playing for playoff positioning as well. So I think they continue that momentum that we saw last week in that comeback win against the Patriots in Foxborough. We're going Bills minus 10. Go Bills!
I don't think there's a show in the country that has gotten more run from that sound clip. Like, what is it? 30, 40 years later?
Yeah.
So it's a sad end to that clip on the show as well. If you want to watch it, a 1 Eastern start in Cleveland on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, let's go to the Sunday night matchup, and it should be a good one. I'm going to go with the Patriots getting 3 points on the road at the Ravens because we have seen the Patriots be road warriors this year, a perfect 6-0 on the road this year. I understand that a lot of people look at the Ravens, they say, okay, you know, they're putting together some good stretches. You know, they're looking like a much better team. But look at these teams they've played, man. They've played the Bengals twice, the Jets and the Steelers. This is a far cry from one of the best teams in the AFC, in the New England Patriots. I'm just not buying it that the Patriots, you know, deserve 3 points in this one because we've seen this story before. The Patriots have a winning record outright as underdogs this season, going 3-2. So give me the 3 points. I think at least it's going to be a close game, but I think the Patriots have a very solid chance of winning this game outright. I'm not faulting them for losing to Buffalo and Josh Allen going all Superman. So let's go Patriots getting 3 points.
New England and Baltimore. It is the Sunday night game in Charm City.
Pick six.
Pick six.
This is for you, Chelsea. Titans. The Tennessee Titans. The number has moved down to 3. Fine. I don't care. Titans plus 3 hosting the Chiefs. Is there a possibility that the Chiefs have quit? Yeah, pro athletes don't quit, but just imagine if you're the Chiefs for a second. You're coming off an appearance in the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce in the offseason was like, I don't want to go out like that. Lost some weight, got in better shape, was quicker. This has been a disaster for Kansas City relative to their expectations. First time they have not won the division in what? A decade? Wild. Patrick Mahomes out for the season, tore his ACL, tore his LCL. They're playing for nothing. Now you got Gardner Minshew, the quarterback. Remember Minshew Mania, by the way, back in the day? Mm-hmm. He was in Jacksonville. They were comparing him to Uncle Rico. Seems like a forever ago. But look, I was talking about Travis Kelce. He has really struggled this season. He's talked about that. In clutch moments, he has not been great. Now he has Gardner Minshew throwing to him. The Chiefs are just going to play out the string here. The Titans, this is their one shot. This is their one shot to get a signature win this season. Yes, without Patrick Mahomes in the lineup. I'm trying here. But ultimately, I just don't know how motivated the Chiefs are going to be. And this is one chance for the Titans to do something this season to sort of lift their spirits. We're seeing money come in on Tennessee. The Chiefs are not the Chiefs of old. We've seen it. It's week 16. This is a Kansas City team that isn't that good. Give me the Titans plus 3. That's my co-host.
Ah, Jenks, I can't condone this behavior. Remember when everybody said this going into the Raiders game? They say, oh, the Titans have a chance for a big upset against the Raiders. The Titans scored 10 points on one of the worst defenses in the league and lost 20-10. So I feel you, but I won't be telling you on that one. I've watched the Titans play too much football this year. And if you do want to watch it, number one, don't. But if you do, it's a 1 Eastern kick on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, let's go to the college game and sprinkle in a little college football playoff. All right, I'm going to lay the 17.5 with Ole Miss. playing against Tulane. So I understand Tulane's a great story, and a lot of people want to root for the underdogs. But listen, it almost feels like Ole Miss's players have been the underdogs of the last few weeks. They have one of the best offenses in all of college football, averaging the second most yards per game of any team in the college ranks. But all we've been talking about is Lane Kiffin. I feel like this is going to be a huge motivating factor where if Ole Miss can run up the score, they certainly will. And we've already seen this game. Ole Miss has already played Tulane earlier this season and won that game in an absolute rout, 45-10. So I'll be rooting for Ole Miss. I hope they can prove a point here because they deserve some of the hype for a season that's been incredible in Oxford.
All right. I'm with you on that. I like Ole Miss as well. I think they're going to be super motivated. It is a 3:30 kickoff tomorrow in Oxford. I'm excited to have college football back. I mean, it never really went away. I understand we had the thrilling Xbox Bowl last night.
At Army-Navy.
Army-Navy was great. But, you know, on the whole, when you have a full day of college football or at least these big-time games, Army-Navy was great. But I'm ready for some real college football. Not that that wasn't real. God, don't at me. It's our final show. You know, it's like,
James
come on,
hates
man.
The troops.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. You go out by saying you hate our military. That's something. I'm like, no. I'm just saying I'm ready for the playoff. Can we? Is this being taped? No, it's live.
Oh, we get what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, part of the charm of college football is having a full slate.
Yes, thank you. I just stammered for like 45 seconds. I'm like, yeah, it's full slate. Like, thanks, Chelsea. That's why you're my co-host. Come up on the show. Oh, it wouldn't be right if we left you hanging. So despite being near the end of our show, we do have our favorite wagers of the weekend. Those are next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hope you're having a great morning. We are live across the country one final time, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. We've got our best bets coming your way, and then in about 20 minutes, we will reminisce and say goodbye. You know what I saw the other day? And it blew my mind. When is the last time that you tuned into a soap opera? If ever.
Ooh.
I was sitting.
Of course I've tuned in ever. I've definitely seen them, but yes, continue.
I mean recently. Like, recently, have you been like, oh, I think I'll sit down and I'll watch this?
Definitely not recently. You're right.
That's what I was saying. So, I was sitting, trying to get a job. So, I'm sitting in the waiting area. I'm trying to get a job. I'm not going to have one after today. And I'm sitting there, and they've got a TV on, right? In the waiting area for the interview. And I'm like, oh, this is local TV in the afternoons. I think it was CBS. And I rarely just tune in the afternoons too. I'll stream something, but I'm not tuning into what's going on in the afternoon, local TV. So it's a soap opera, and it's called Beyond the Gate. And I'm like, what? I've never heard of this. Because I'm accustomed to like the classics. Like, remember, like All My Children, or General Hospital, or Santa Barbara, I think that was one. This thing called Beyond the Gate, I swear to God, I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And, man, I'm like, times have changed. The first shot for this soap opera is a foot, and it's a guy, all of a sudden you see these hands come in, and it's a guy massaging a woman's feet. You know, she's had a tough time. And I'm like, what? What is going on beyond the gates? You guys are starting mid-afternoon with a foot massage? I'm like, man, I've been missing out. I got some time on my hands. I got to watch Home Alone, and apparently I got to catch up on Beyond the Gate.
Ah, it's Rex Ryan's favorite show. You need to pass that along to him. Yeah. Like, hey, boy, have I got a show for you. But I do remember soap operas being absolutely unhinged. Like, that's why people make fun of them, but it's also why people watch. Like, we always watched The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful. Like, whenever you were sick and staying home from school, like, that was what would be on, because we also didn't have cable. So, like, I feel like soap operas were at their peak when people didn't have other options.
That's true.
It was like either this or like Talk of the Town or like some like midday news show. So it was just, I remember it was always like, Taylor is mine. And it was always Rich. Did you ever watch The Bold and the Beautiful? I'm pretty sure this guy named Rich was on there for like 25 years. I need to look up his actual name. Jake's actually met him in person. Jake met him at like some convention. And he's like, yeah, Rich petted me on the head when I was about 8. I need to look up what this guy's name is. But he's an absolute staple on either The Bold and the Beautiful or The Young and the Restless. And I don't know how we got down this road, but boy, are we on it.
Oh, well, do you know Jack Wagner? He was on The Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital. So Jack is actually a great golfer. And he had that popular 80s song, All I Need. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
All I Need. And it was a great song. And so he was mega popular in the 80s. And so I met Jack a couple times, and he called into our old show when we were with NBC. He's a hell of a golfer. So we went to Lake Tahoe because they have that classic every year, that celebrity-filled golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. and he was out, and he's always in the mix. Like, I won money on Jack Wagner one time to finish in the top five of that event because he's so good. But he is like the nicest guy on the planet. So we talked to him a couple times. He called in. He has a great sense of humor. Super guy. And he was on the Bold and the Beautiful as well. He was definitely like one of the soap stars in the 80s. Who knew that this is where this show was going to go? Soap opera talk.
Right? Why did the show get canceled? Like, who knows? I did look up this guy. His name is Ron Moss, and he was basically the Tom Brady of the Bold and the Beautiful. He portrayed his role for 25 years from 1987 to 2012. What a run.
Yeah, they get in there and they don't leave. Like, once you get in the soap opera space, like, you're just like locked in. Like, locked in.
That's our next job, Jenks.
Yes. What you're going to do is one random day, you're going to tune in to Beyond the Gate and you're going to see a back. A bare back. Not, you know, tastefully done, by the way. Tastefully. And you're going to see some...
Where is this going?
Just wait. You're going to see some hands come in and give a massage. I'm like, I know you've had a tough day. You're like, I know that voice. Like, oh my God, it's Jinx. He's in the soap opera now. He's on Beyond the Gate, and they just keep pushing the envelope here. Who knows? That'll be me.
Yeah.
I'll
get a pedicure, and I'll try out for the feet.
I tell you what, you guys have great chemistry, and she does have good feet, so, you know, let's bring the band back together. Why not? Beyond the Gate. You know what we'll call it? Beyond the Tip. Beyond the Tip. You know?
We're going for it today. Nothing held back.
That's right. Nothing. All right. Let's do it. Let's give your best bets for today.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, before you begin your new career, what do you have?
Right? I got to get my feet in shape. All right, so on that note, let's go to my best bet of the weekend. Going to go with Atlanta Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts to have another big game this week against the Cardinals. And in fact, his line is not even that high. 47.5 is the number for his receiving yards. We're going to hit the over because he has been Kirk Cousins' favorite target since Cousins has taken over at quarterback for the Falcons. If you look at his last three games, 166 yards against Tampa Bay, 90 and 82 receiving yards, along with double-digit targets in two of his last three. So I think he certainly has a very high ceiling. I feel like Kyle Pitts is finally starting to realize, you know, his potential as somebody in the fantasy space, which I know he doesn't care, but I care, and I'll be hitting his receiving prop over, especially against the Cardinals, who are giving up the eighth most receiving yards to opposing tight ends. So let's go Kyle Pitts over 47.5 receiving yards for -118.
Okay, well, I did talk about this earlier, so I won't go on and on and on about it, but I do like the Eagles Commanders under 44.5. I just think this is going to be a rock fight. Has the number gone up? I think it's gone up a point, maybe. It doesn't matter. I like the under. Look, the Eagles are 6-0 to the under in their last six games. And I do not believe they've suddenly found this magic elixir on offense because they beat up on the Raiders. I mean, come on. Raiders are terrible. Washington has gotten better defensively since Dan Quinn took over play calling duties. And we've seen when they're not playing the Raiders that the Eagles offense just has a hard time moving the ball. That's why Jalen Hurts has undergone all this criticism. And then the Eagles defense has kept them in games. They are just as good as it gets. Jalen Carter anchoring them in the middle. And I just don't know how much success the Commanders can have with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. It's going to be cold. It's going to be one of those classic NFC East battles. Let's go under 44 and a hook between Philly and Washington right here in D.C., or at least in Landover.
Yeah, and it should be noted Lane Johnson, I think, is out for that game as well. And he is a big part of the Eagles offense. We have seen, you know, what they struggled to do without him on the offensive line. So I feel you. And listen, if we lose these bets, go argue with the wall. Who cares? We're not going to be here on Monday.
Right.
I feel like we should have played like 15 bets, but I don't know. Like, I still can't get away from, like, I want to give out bets that I really feel strongly about. And it's same as you saying, like, hey, I can't mail it in for our last week of the show. It's just, I'm not going to say we're built different. We're hard workers. We're grinders. We bring our lunch pail to work every day. It's not that. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I've been in this like habit for almost 5 years, and I want to give the people plays I feel good about, and Kyle Pitts is the one I feel the strongest about.
Well, with that said, do you have a lean you just want to like throw out there?
Ah. Well, I do have some leans. Like
okay,
the plays that we gave out in Pick Six. And if you want to find us, you can search the podcast and give us one last listen. So I do like the Patriots getting 3 against the Ravens. It feels like the Patriots have been underbilled all season long. And you can tell that from the fact that they have a winning record as underdogs outright this season with a 3-2 record. Meanwhile, you look at the Ravens, and of course, you know, they've been looking like a much better team over the past 4 weeks, but they've played the Bengals twice, the Jets, and the Steelers. Like, I'm just not buying into the Ravens that much. I think they're fully capable of winning this game, but I think that the Patriots are a notable adversary. And plus, they've been road warriors. Patriots, a perfect 6-0 on the road this season. So I like the Patriots getting the points. Also, probably going to lay it with Ole Miss, laying 17.5 against Tulane. This is a prove-it game for Ole Miss, saying, hey, we're still one of the best offenses in the country. Despite not having Lane Kiffin at the helm, we still have a ton of good players. So I like Ole Miss laying the 17.5 against Tulane as well.
I am going to lay the big number with Oregon.
Oregon.
That's like when people say Missouri. I'm from Missouri. You are? Okay. I'm going with Oregon. -20.5. I think they're going to smash JMU. I feel bad. I mean, JMU is about 2.5 hours from here, and they've had a great season. This is just a bad matchup for them. When you look at the numbers for the Dukes, they're 11th in total offense. They're 15th in total defense, and that's really impressive, but also this is a gargantuan step up in competition. JMU has not played a single ranked opponent all year long. Their strength of schedule is 118th in the country. Now they have to play at Autzen Stadium, which is going to be an absolute zoo. The Ducks are elite on the ground with Jordan Davis, and it looks like DeCorian Moore is going to return as well. God, he almost went to Texas, went to Oregon instead. I think they paid him more. He's a stud. The Ducks have been favored by 20 or more points 5 times this season. I know it's a big number. Guess what? They've covered 4 of those 5 games. So, great season for the Dukes, but I think it comes crashing down at Autzen Stadium on Saturday. So, I'm going to go Oregon -20.5.
Ah, are we leaving time for the Donkster, or should we talk about other things?
Oh, the Donkster's here. Oh, yeah. You think he's going to go out without saying anything? Donkster, you're in your normal seat. Oh, look at him. Oh, what's going on? Merry holidays, everyone.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. So, Donkster, we're coming to the end here. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, it's going to be tough because my home is the studio, and I've had plenty of late nights sneaking in the ladies, but I'm going to go out on my own and head west.
Oh, you are? Well, how are you going to get there?
I'm just gonna put everything in a bandana, hang it on a stick, and hop on a train.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So you're really doing it.
I am. And hopefully I'll pick up some strange along the way.
Donkster.
There we go. There's the Donkster.
There it is.
Or maybe I'll fall in love with Lucy again.
Well, that sounds like something he would do. Do you have a play?
Feliz Navidad!
Not a play. Not a play.
Santa laying the points.
That's the play. All right, buddy. Well, it's been a good run. We love you.
I love you guys, too.
Well.
I wonder if he's going to link up with Runline Jenkins out west. What's Runline Jenkins up to?
We
haven't heard from him in months.
I know.
I wonder if he's still keeping up the same leg routine where his quads are just busting out of his, jorts. But we've had some characters on the show.
Yeah, we have.
Runline Jenkins is back.
Here it is.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. I'm so sad this show's coming to an end. You know, when you go through as many things as I've been through, you need something to get you through the day. And Lord knows I've given away all my money to my ladies. And when I say ladies, I'm trying to be kind because I've had woman after woman take me for everything I own. It hasn't been easy, but I want to say one thing. The one thing that's got me through is, old Janks, you've been through a divorce. You know what I'm talking about, Chelsea. Don't ever do it. Don't let Jake take your money. End up where I am, listening to a radio show and just making it from day to day.
We got 5 seconds before break. Coming up next, we're going to say goodbye. That is next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Final show, final segment. Great to have you with us on Friday as we send you towards the weekend. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Well, I don't know what to feel right now, Chelsea. This is it for us. the BetMGM network is being folded into Westwood One Sports. This is a corporate merger that is taking place, so many of our shows are going away. Some are staying. A lot of people in front of the camera, behind the camera, are losing their jobs, and we are thinking about them. But this has been 4.5 years for us, and we started, what, 2021 in the summer? Is that right? June? Do I have that number, that date correct? Somewhere around there?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's like we're coming up on 5 years. So it's like 4.5 years is whenever it was. But yeah. Jenks, if you remember back to, I don't know if your audition process was like this, but it took them forever to like pull the trigger. And I was like, what is this amateur hour network that keeps putting me through the ringer, auditioning me with all of these co-hosts? And I will say this, and I said it on Twitter, they tried me out with like a bunch of different people, and they asked me, they're like, who do you want? And I was like, I want Michael Jenkins because he has the best sense of humor. Because listen, betting is a very dry thing if you boil it down to just the numbers. I feel like in order to be a successful morning show, which I understand, you know, it's our last show, so maybe we weren't that successful, but it's always stood out to me how good of a sense of humor you've had. And of course, you have the resume to go along with it. Like, what do you have? 9 Emmys? 2 Murrow Awards? So, like, it felt to me like when we were trying people out, like, it felt like you were the perfect person and there would be nobody else I would have rather done it with.
Well, I feel the same way. And I just want to say, and, you know, I know you had never really hosted a show like this before I think you had started. And I will say, and I know this sounds like a fatherly thing to say, but to watch you go from someone who had never done this to now you're so exceptional at it. Like, I'm just very proud because I know you put in the work and you've always been an exceptional handicapper. Like, records be damned. And I think overall you probably have absolutely have a winning record. But even after a bad week, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Her handicapping is on point. I think you're one of the best handicappers that I've ever met. And I am, and we know a lot of them because we've done this show, but I am proud of you. And I'm proud that we've taken this journey together because, you know, we're the only two hosts remaining that started on this network. Mm-hmm. You know, when we started, it was you and me, and it's finishing you and me. And so that's not a knock against anyone else, but there's been a lot of changes along the way. The one constant has been that we are here together still at the very end. And that was important to me because I know when we were trying to figure out exactly when our end dates would be, I said, well, I want to finish with Chelsea. Like, I don't want to work an extra couple days and then not have my co-host with me. So I'm so glad we took the journey together. And where we started, remember we started in the closet? Like, I was literally in a closet next to the lactation room. Yeah. Every day I'm like, oh, I'm right next to the lactation room. We'll see where this goes. And then here we are now. We kind of built out. We got a bigger team. We had this studio. And, you know, that's been great. But we started the early iterations of this show. The growth, I feel like, is something that I'm very proud of.
Yeah, hell yeah, we should be proud. And if anything, we should get the Grit Award of the BetMGM Network, not only for being the longest tenured co-host, but also waking up at 3:45 in the morning for almost 5 years, Monday through Friday. I feel like I need to pause there for a moment because there are people listening to the show who probably work the same schedule as us. They know how hard it is to wake up.
Yeah.
But doing a sports show where we have to stay up late and watch these primetime games and then turn around and wake up at the crack of dawn. Not even the crack of dawn. The middle of the night. So I am very proud of us. Like, if you want to test your mental toughness, try waking up in the middle of the night for almost 5 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's the only thing. Like, I've been very sad, you know, because this is very layered. But that's the one thing I will say that I'm not going to miss.
We're not going to miss that.
Yeah, not going to miss the 3:45, like 4 a.m. where I'm like, oh, my God, again. Like, I've gotten to the point where, you know, I'm drinking like a full pot of coffee, and then I go home, and I'm just like, hey, what's going on? Hey, babe, how's it going? She's like, what is going on? I was like, I'm drinking a full pot of coffee. And then Raj, you know, Roger here. Shout out to Roger making coffee all these years. I went upstairs. There's no coffee. I guess Roger isn't here. Wanted to say goodbye to Raj. Great guy. But, you know, I'm going to miss this show. And I'm really proud that of the growth, because when this started off, this was hyper gambling focused. And I've always said that, which is not a bad thing, but I've always told people it's not a gambling show. This is a morning show with people who love to gamble. And I think that has been a differentiator where, you know, when you wake up, I remember early on, because we were so hyper-focused on gambling and I wouldn't work on the show the day before, I was still figuring out workflow, I would wake up at 2:30 in the morning and just go from start to finish. And I did that for about a year, and I'm like, I am killing myself, just dying right now, 2:30. And so I finally figured out best practices, as they say in the corporate world, and then we sort of opened it up and made it more accessible, and I think that was huge.
Yeah, I think that was something that I was still actively working on, was like trying to get a good schedule, because it's just so tough. Mm-hmm. So I will say, you know, as much as I've really loved the show, like this has been one of my favorite jobs ever. Like I've really liked working with every single person on this network. But it doesn't feel like a sustainable thing for me. Like the sleep schedule was not sustainable for me. Yeah. So like as much as I love the show, like I couldn't do it for another like 10 years.
Yeah.
Like that's staring down the barrel of never getting any type of sleep.
Right.
It wasn't something that I could keep up. So it was a great run. Like it feels like we're, you know, Cam Scataboo, where maybe it's not going to be a 15 to 20 year run in the NFL, but damn, is it going to be fun for 5 years.
Yeah. So what are you going to do now? I just had someone ask me this on X, next landing spot. What are your plans moving forward? Are you just going to take a break? Do you have something, I don't know, in your back pocket? Are you just going to chill and enjoy the holidays? Like, what are you going to do next?
Yeah, I feel like I need a break. It's one of those things where we've been absolutely grinding. And I have a family and a lot of responsibilities. Like, I take care of my six-year-old. My mom has dementia, and I'm over there 6 to 7 days a week. Mm. So, like, I have a lot on my plate. So I'm very excited to be able to give that my full go. Because I think everybody with a family or even people in relationships will tell you that it is very difficult to find the balance between work and like feeling like you're giving enough to either your partner or your family. So I'm going to be leaning into making myself into a bit of a trad wife. I'm going to try to be better at cooking, at cleaning, at keeping up the house. So if you guys need any recipes for crockpot meals, just hit me up.
That's a good idea. All right. Man, I'm just very contemplative. I think this is it for me as far as doing broadcasting full time. So I'm trying to come to terms. Yeah, I do. You know, like I will still do
really?
Commanders. Yeah.
Well, that's on air.
Yeah. And it is. It is, but it's different. You know, I'm still doing Commanders pregame in the pod, and I'm very lucky to have that. But I will also say that, you know, as someone who has done this, this is my 30th year in broadcasting. This is year number 30. And if you go back to my first radio job, which was a disc jockey at an AM radio station when I was in eighth grade, and I continued DJing throughout high school, I would come back during summer and winter breaks. They would put me right back on the air. It's almost 40 years. And so I will, again, keep dipping my toe in the water when it comes to Commanders. But as far as doing something daily, like a daily broadcasting job where it is my full-time job, you know, this is probably it for me. And so that's the one thing that I've had to reconcile. This is a young person's game, and I just turned 52, and there's not a lot of people that are going to say, hey, let's start this show, this 52-year-old guy. And that's just kind of where we are. And so having done it for the better part of 4 decades, this is all I know. And it's all I've ever done. And I have such a great passion and love for this craft and for journalism. And so I'm really grateful that I've had this run. But it's also tough because when I say, oh, this is it for us, like it's sort of closing the book on my full-time career. And so that's made it very difficult.
Well, you never know, Jenks. And you still have the hair of a 35-year-old. So you do have that going for you. And like, if Philip Rivers can make a comeback to the National Football League, like, wouldn't you say you're 52? Like, honestly, I feel like somebody would still be very, very lucky to have you. So never say never. Like, maybe if you don't want to do it. But yeah, like, here's the thing. When I was auditioning and when I got a call for this job, mm-hmm, I was writing a hiking blog. And I was doing like little YouTube videos for picks and parlays. Mm-hmm. And they actually got my email from my hiking blog. So wow, I need to say some thank yous to people on the network. Matt Volk, yeah, for sending me that email from, I think it's like currently Chelsea or something, when I was writing that. Here's what you need to do when you're hiking around Lake Tahoe. So, you know, I owe a lot, you know, to our management, to everybody, mm-hmm, at the top. It has been a great pleasure of mine to work with Mitch Rosen, with Andrew, with everybody who we've been involved with. Like, I'm not somebody who's sitting here in a bitter space. I've really enjoyed my time here, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
I feel the same way. And just to point out, there are a lot of people affected by this. We are not the only ones, and we just want to put right, that out there and keep that in mind. This is a company-wide thing, and I echo those sentiments. We have a great team. We have worked with some wonderful mm-hmm, people along the way. It has been a pleasure. That is going to do it for us. For Chelsea Messenger, for D-Day, Denton Day, Bill Rowland, Bill Inover, David, Double D Dykstra, Shay Norling, Dylan Mitchell, Matt Pisani, Max Sheedy, Dan Turner, Kenny Henderson, the Chalk Donkster, and for all of the talented people who have been a part of this show for a wonderful 4.5-year run, I'm Michael Jenkins. This has been The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.